producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Practical, tactical, and affordable. Check out the new Scorpion line. I'm about to have some laid on me, and then we'll be talking about those as well. Have we got the guests on the line? Did you see the number that I sent you? It's on the Comrex.
I'll look it up. I can find it.
Roger that. I can send it again if I need to. Although we have somebody on hold already. Let's find out who we got on the phone. All right. Good morning. You're on Lock and Load. What can I do for you? Nobody on hold.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Bill, it's Michelle and Edwin from Texas Law Shield.
Okay. I was wondering why I didn't have you on the air. Okay. Joined again from Texas / U.S. Law Shield by Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So what's been going on for the last week with Texas Law Shield? I know we got you're about to get visits from Oregon and Washington State, where they're going to try to have universal background checks put on some ballot sometime later on down the road.
I think Washington State already did that, didn't they?
They've done it, but they've also invaded Nevada. And it's going to be on the next ballot they have for whatever vote comes up next, I guess, in 2016.
Right. Well, we can't really do anything about those places, but I have heard that they have pre-filed a bill here in Texas to do the same thing. So, and that, as we all know, that will go nowhere.
Well, if it's now in Washington State, it wasn't voted on by the legislature. It was voted on as a referendum by the voters. Would it go nowhere still in Texas with the voters? Because Washington State is not that anti-gun of a state.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it won't go anywhere because it won't even be able to get on the ballot for the voters.
Okay. Well, I can only imagine how that would go. Somewhere in some gun-rich area of Texas. Hi there, we're here to get universal background checks on the ballot. Will you sign our petition? I just can't imagine how that plays out.
It won't happen. The thing about it is, mine, you know, even though Texas is a thoroughly red state, there are legislators out there who are anti-gun. All of the bad legislation you saw come out of Connecticut and New York, those exact same bills were proposed here in Texas as well. They just never made it out of committee. In fact, they didn't. They probably weren't even taken up by the committee that they were assigned to. So you'll have a certain number of legislators that will go ahead and propose these things, knowing that they're not gonna get any traction, but they still like to do it just to play to their constituents.
Now, you guys just got into Missouri. Have you got any data on how many people in Ferguson, Missouri are members yet?
We don't have access to that information. But I feel like if you live in Ferguson, Missouri, UF Washfield may be a helpful tool for you come soon.
Yes, yes, I think so as well. Why do you think they're delaying the announcement? Because I'm sure the grand jury has come to a conclusion. Why aren't they dropping that?
I have no idea why they're prolonging it. I guess they're just trying to get all of their resources and logistics in place just in case, you know, the town gets lit on fire.
Yeah, that one, that kind of thing, that I can see that being a very rich resource if things are right. Let me ask you a question about something like that. With that kind of dynamic happening, when rioting is happening, is this something that you guys have ever had to consider? Is this something that you've ever, I mean, with when you were putting this together and you were looking to get member states to join U.S. Law Shield, did it ever, was that part of the lexicon that you had to consider as something to, you know, that would fall into that? Because if you have individual members that get swept up in a riot, they're going to try to defend themselves. How is this going to be? Will this be something that you have to learn as you go, or have you got contingencies in place for that already?
Well, no, it was never, you know, the thought of riots specifically was never really considered as far as putting together the Texas and U.S. Law Shield programs. I mean, illegal activity is illegal activity. So if you're stopping somebody from committing an aggravated robbery, it doesn't matter if it's in the context of a riot or not. It's still protecting yourself and your property against criminal activity.
Is the problem going to be, would the problem be these things getting all swept up? I mean, is it difficult to keep that kind of thing on an individual basis? This guy was at the gas station when the rioters swept through and he defended himself against X amount of people and he got arrested for that. Is it easy enough to break that down and deconstruct that?
Oh yeah, that'll be easy because that'll be done by law enforcement. I mean, if law enforcement chooses to investigate a particular person, then, you know, clearly that's on an individualized basis. Now, if they swept up a bunch of people that included U.S. Law Shield members and charged them all with something amorphous like rioting or participating in a riot, that would be a different issue entirely. But I really don't foresee that happening.
We live in interesting times. We live in very interesting times, and it makes me wonder, and it also makes me sort of glad that you guys exist, because you're really the only ones that can actually, this is your area of speciality, so you can actually break this down and bring a little justice for the people that get swept up into that.
Yeah, that's definitely our goal, is to protect people who are forced to use their firearm. And it's not like that we even considered rioting to be something that would even come across our desk, but we said the same thing about the open carriers. And now we are fully immersed in the open carry movement here in Texas, so we just take it as it comes and do the best we can.
It's when I think about what you guys face, it seems like you're facing legal combat, because it's constantly evolving. The arguments change, although some of the arguments that you have to defend against are sort of the same, but it's really, in the 21st century, it's really an evolving law practice of this nature, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. Everything is different. Every case is different. Every argument is different. Every prosecutor is different. Every law enforcement officer is different. So you've got to be able to roll with it.
Coming up on the first break, Texas Law Shield. You can find them online, texaslawshield.com. Promo code BILLRADIO1, lowercase BILLRADIO, the number 1, gets you 14 months for the price of 12. They are in Florida. They are in Colorado, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Oklahoma, Georgia, and, of course, Texas. Did I leave anything out?
Nope, you hit it.
All right. All right, we'll be right back with my guest, Michelle Byington, Edwin Walker from Texas Law Shield on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jam, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out their new Scorpion line. Check out everything there. It's all affordable, and it's the best stuff. It's the only thing I carry. It's the only kind of, with the Lionheart. When I got the Lionheart, I made sure that I had the G-Code holster to go with it. My guest this hour, from Texas / U.S. Law Shield are Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. Guys, let me ask you a question. A lot of people get in trouble transporting guns, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
And does this happen primarily when they're going from state to state? Because sometimes statutes can be radically different. How does that occur?
That's one realm where people find themselves in some trouble is when they're crossing state boundaries and the laws are different. And say you accidentally, you know, find yourself in New Jersey, you make a stop, have dinner, you just committed a felony.
Yeah, in New Jersey, you know, they just had to pass a law where if you're going from your home to a range, which is the only time you're allowed to have a gun in the car with you, that they just made it legal for you to stop and use the restroom on the way.
Oh, literally. That's so nice.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Have you guys had to defend any cases like that yet?
We have not had anybody get in trouble out of state who's traveling, mainly because they call us and they ask us before they go on vacations or they go on these road trips, say, hey, I'm going through Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, all the way to Florida. I may hit Georgia. And we're able to tell our members that state law so they completely are educated before they leave Texas so they stay out of trouble.
Now, with all of this stuff that's out there, I'm being asked if you have an estimated time of arrival in Michigan, by the way, while I'm putting this question together in my head.
From Houston, Texas, it's going to take me a while.
Texas Law Shield setting up shop is...
Oh, setting up shop. Okay. I do not know where Michigan is on the chart.
Edwin, yeah, does she have a car with good gas mileage? Could she make that drive to Michigan?
I think she'd get lost. She'd wind up in California.
Okay. That'd be hard.
But, we don't know when Michigan. It all depends on how, you know, what the corporate structure would have to be to go into Michigan. So, and I'm not sure. That's not something we're a part of. So, I don't know what the timetable is going to be on that. But one thing I wanted to advise your listeners about, as far as traveling goes, is that I cannot emphasize enough that whenever you're traveling by air, please, please, please check your carry-on baggage to make sure that you haven't left a handgun in there, because I can't tell you the number of calls we get about people who get arrested at the airport for having a gun in their luggage. And that's not actually something that's covered by the Law Shield program, because one of the qualifications is that you have to be in a legal place where you're lawful to have the firearm. And so carrying a gun into an airport is not covered, but we see, you know, we probably get a call a month about a member who got caught with a gun in the airport. The thing about it is, it obviously is always unintentional. So the chances of somebody actually being convicted of carrying a gun through the airport is very, very low. However, you will get arrested. You will have to post a bond. It is a felony. It is something that you have to hire an attorney to fight. It's just a really, really cumbersome process, and it's all because somebody didn't take, you know, less than a minute to check and make sure that they didn't leave a handgun in their luggage.
That's, especially this time of year, that's going to happen a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing about it is that it's so easy to prevent. But, you know, people use their bags for multiple purposes, so the same bag that you may use as a range bag, you may use as your carry-on, and just make sure that there's no, that you haven't left a pistol in one of the pockets or anything else. In fact, there was one guy who, he had received a pistol as a present, and it was still in the box, and he just stuck it in his carry-on bag instead of sticking it in his luggage where it could be checked by the TSA. And he got caught, charged with a felony.
Okay, I've got three questions for you real quick coming from the chat room from Italian Tex. He wants to know the number for Texas Law Shield, the phone number to call him. Call you.
281-668-9957.
Yeah, that's our law office number. If he wants to call Texas Law Shield to sign up for the program, he can call 877-474-7184. And that is actually the phone number for the Texas Law Shield business line.
Now, Italian Texas, if you call those numbers and you decide to join, use promo code BILLRADIO1 to get the 2 free months. BILLRADIO1.
Also, you can sign up on the Internet at TexasLawShield.com or USLawShield.com.
Next question. I'm being asked if... There's two different questions or answers to this question. I'm being asked, will the cops let you make a call before they start to question you? If you defend yourself, most of the time you're going to be calling the cops, so that's when you call Texas Law Shield as well. What about if they're rolling up on you?
Well, if they're rolling up on you and you're not able to make a phone call, believe you me, this has happened several times. We've had family members call us to tell us that their loved ones were in jail. The best thing to do to ensure that you do not get yourself into more trouble is just to keep your mouth shut. You've got this Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, to counsel, use it. Because the only way, at the end of the day, you're going to get yourself into a heap of trouble is by screaming from the mountaintops exactly what happened. And if that does not add up to the physical evidence, we're going to have problems.
Right. Last question. Coming from New Mexico, apparently in New Mexico it's legal to have your gun under your driver's seat. If you drive that way with the grip out from New Mexico and you end up in Odessa, Texas to visit, is the 9mm in the seat still legal to carry as it is in that posture in the car?
No, here in Texas, a firearm has to be completely outside of plain view. If any portion of the gun is showing, it's considered to be in plain view and against the law. So when you cross into Texas, just be sure to conceal the entire portion of the gun. Just put it on the seat and put a jacket on top of it. That's good enough.
You guys had an open carry guy that got in trouble for that, didn't you? Because he was doing something and he left a gun out. So anyway, we're coming up on the next break. As soon as Texas Law Shield makes it South Carolina Law Shield, I'll be joining. Because this is the same thing as carrying spare ammo. $12 a month, or $11 a month. $11 or $12 a month, that's all the fees you pay for your legal defense as a member of Texas/U.S. Law Shield. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. Time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. That's the only kind of holster I carry. They've got the new Scorpion line coming out. They've got new stuff coming out that they won't even tell me about. So go check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guests this hour from Texas/U.S. Law Shield are Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Since you guys were talking about airports, let's talk about the proper way to travel with a gun if you're going to fly. Now, if you're just going to carry your concealed carry weapon, what is the proper way to do that and not get in trouble when you're going to fly?
Well, the TSA, you're going to have to clear it with both the TSA and the airline that you're traveling on. And so what you'll do is you'll have it packed in your luggage already, and you will have it unloaded, and it will be in a hard-sided locked case. You'll take it to the TSA. They'll inspect it. They'll flag it. And then you inform your airline carrier that there's a firearm in the luggage, and they'll take it, and they will, you know, they'll take it, they'll tag it, they'll put it on the plane. He gets off the plane, the TSA reinspects it to make sure that it hasn't been tampered with, and then you simply leave with it. So there is a safe way to do it. Now, the thing is that you just simply have to make sure that the state that you're flying into recognizes your firearms rights. So, for example, if you have a CHL here in Texas and you're flying to one of the 34 other states that recognize a Texas CHL, you're going to be perfectly fine. If you fly to one of the states that does not recognize a Texas CHL, then you have to examine whether or not you're allowed to possess it from the time that you take possession of it in the airport until the time that you arrive with it at your final destination, either through their own kind of, you know, their own carry laws or the their laws regulating how you carry it in a vehicle, that sort of thing. Because if you fly to a place like New Jersey, which basically handicaps you, which you have no legal ability to get the firearm from the airport to, wherever you're taking it, you know, your parents' house, your friend's house, wherever you may be going with it, even though it may be legal for you ultimately to have it at that place, you have no way to lawfully transport it from the airport to that place. So those are things that you have to take into consideration.
Now, I've been asked to go to attend classes at, for me, far-flung states, you know, Wyoming, California, and places like that. Is it better for me if I'm going to be carrying, like if I go to a tactical rifle class, I'm going to want to carry two guns just in case one breaks down? So is it going to be better for me to take, if I'm carrying an abundance of weapons, is it better for me to take them to an FFL and have them shipped to an FFL in that area and just pick them up when I get there?
I mean, obviously, that seems like a little bit like overkill to me, okay. but, you know, I guess that would work. I don't think there's a restriction. I'm unaware of a TSA restriction that says you can't carry more than one firearm. Now,
well,
you may have them each locked in separate hard-sided containers, but I can think that you could take multiple firearms as long as they're all checked.
Well, like with a rifle case, for example, that's not going to fit in regular luggage. It's going to be sort of a standalone. Is that allowed?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay, so. Okay. I guess with all of that, you just run into the added charge of having more luggage than you're allowed to have, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's kind of obnoxious.
I just wonder which would be cheaper, to ship to the FFL or just to pay the fee. I would rather not do that because with some FFLs, they may charge you a storage fee on the other end if you're going to be a couple of days getting there. But I've often wondered about that. Most of the guys that I know that actually travel to classes like that drive simply because of is it an easy thing to get past the TSA if you know the rules and comply with the rules, or are there a lot of bear traps and tripwires in the way?
No, I think once you get it figured out, it's pretty easy. It's just the stress of getting a hard case, locking it, handing it over at the check-in counter, getting it tagged. It's just an extra step you got to go through, but I think once you do it once or twice, you're good to go. You know the ropes.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, you know, in the information age, they're not hiding the ball. It's not, all these procedures are not locked away in some sort of secret area. They're perfectly available on the internet.
Would the cases that, like the Smith & Wesson, the Glock, they come in hard-sided cases with latching sides on them, and some of them even have holes drilled in them for locks. Are those considered TSA compliant, the cases the guns come in?
I think the container just has to be lockable and hard-sided. That's the only requirement.
With a TSA-compliant lock, if I'm not mistaken.
You might be right. As long as it's lockable, I think you're okay.
I've seen these things, I've read about this, where they get there and their lock is missing on the other end and another lock is in place. Does that mean that the TSA cut your lock and they got into your gun case to check it? I mean, why would they do something like that?
Maybe. I don't know.
We've never heard of that situation or encountered it.
I'm being asked in the chat room about layover and change at another airport. Is your gun still in the system as your luggage is? If you're in a layover, do you have to redeclare it when you're getting ready to board the plane?
An example that I'd like to use for this, you're probably familiar with the guy, the Pennsylvania guy who got arrested in New Jersey because
Aiken.
His plane got diverted.
Oh, no, that's a different guy. No, I'm not.
Okay. There was a flyer, and he was flying from one state where he's lawful to have the gun back to his home in Pennsylvania where he's lawful to have it. Had to fly into Newark Airport. He either missed his flight or his flight was canceled. He could have taken a bus to Harrisburg or wherever he was going. He chose not to. He was going to wait for a plane, and he had a gun that was safely checked, lawful in his luggage. But where he messed up with that is whenever he stayed overnight, he retook possession of his luggage, and the courts convicted him, and they said that if he would have left his luggage in the possession of the airline, he would have been okay. But because he took possession of his luggage, took it to a hotel room, which, of course, it seems logical. It's got all of his stuff in it. But because he took possession of it, that is where the illegality took place. So in the event that there is a layover, I believe that a traveler is A-OK if they leave their luggage in possession of the airline. But if they take possession of it, and let's say that somebody's flying from Houston to Chicago and then on to, on to Columbia, South Carolina, they're legal to have it in Texas, legal to have it in South Carolina. However, Illinois, they may have trouble. But if they leave their luggage in possession of the airline, they should be okay. If they take possession of their luggage from the airline, even if it's just for a layover or spend the night, I think that they're definitely running the potential of being in trouble.
If you land in a state like New York and New Jersey, what are the chances you're going to get arrested as soon as you take possession of the gun? Do they let people know that when you've landed and you've declared a gun?
Well, that wouldn't be nearly as fun if they let people know.
We're coming up on the last break. I see that we got a caller coming up, so if you'll hold through the break, that would be nice. Texas/U.S. Law Shield. This is, if you're in a state where they operate, which they are expanding, Georgia and Missouri have been added, Colorado, Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, Colorado. If you're in a state where they operate, this is the final tool in your self-defense kit. This is attorney-client privilege with one phone call to their 24-hour hotline. This is giving you the vehicle that you need to make sure that you emerge from your self-defense situation intact. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Final time on the firing line. And I've got the busy throat. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Only kind of holster I wear. A lot of times when I'm buying a gun, I have to check and see if they actually make a holster for it just because that's the only kind of holster I want to use because they work at a price point that everybody can afford. My guests this hour from Texas/U.S. Law Shield are Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. Guys, for people that are joining you now, just for the edification of people that want to join you, when they join you, is there more to it than them paying their fee and getting a confirmation number that they're now a member? What do they get out of that once they join?
They get several valuable materials. One of the more important things that they are sent is their state's use of force book, which basically takes all of, say, for instance, Georgia. If a member were to sign up in Georgia, they would be mailed a Georgia use of force book, which contains all of the crimes a person could be charged with if they have to use their handgun in defense of themselves, another person, or their property. It contains a very easy version of that state's laws regarding the Castle Doctrine, stand your ground, and laws of self-defense, laws of defense of property. And also just some little tidbits about what to do when the police arrive after, God forbid, you have to use your firearm. So it really is a booklet that it breaks down the law in a digestible format where people can understand it. It's not legalese. It's in plain English. And you can sit down and read it in 30 minutes and have a pretty good grasp on the law of your state.
Now, you made reference to that some of your members actually call you before they go out and do something where they have a question. That the possibility of gathering information doesn't just end with the booklet, does it?
Oh, gosh, no. They are given access to the business line of U.S. Law Shield where they can call and ask questions at any time. There are also a whole host of seminars and workshops going on around the state at any given point in time, where attorneys come out to speak on different topics, law enforcement comes out to give their perspective, and you can get face-to-face time with your lawyer and ask questions face-to-face.
That, I get asked all the time to rate other organizations that sort of do what you do. Except, one, I don't know.
What we do, Bill.
I've gathered that because they either are charging more money, in the case of some of your more famous ones, I don't remember the guy's name that lost the governor's race in Virginia, Cuccinelli. He got out there and he started something like that in Virginia, but I mean, his fees are astronomical and they don't cover the legal expenses. You guys are actually sort of unique, which I think is why a lot of states are gagging for you to get there, just because of what you offer at the price point.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a need for this service, and we're working as hard as we can to make sure it's nationwide so all Americans can be covered.
That's why I'm waiting so long for you to get here to South Carolina. South Carolina, the issue with South Carolina, is it sort of a difficult state to deal with? I find it to be a difficult state to deal with.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you on that one.
Well, I mean, South Carolina is weird because we share a border with Georgia. But we don't recognize each other's permit. And that's because of our little obscure training that we put into it. In Texas, do people have to go out and shoot 50 rounds to train to get their permit?
Yes. Well, it's a test. It's not training. I mean, you know, there is a shooting requirement for to get a CHO, yes.
See, in Texas, it's probably referred to as a test. And that's really what it is, isn't it? It's a test to see that you don't shoot yourself or somebody else inadvertently.
Yeah, that is correct.
In South Carolina, it's referred to as training, which is laughable. I've seen people that had just come from the gun shop with their new gun, and they have trained with their 50 rounds. So I have quite a strong feeling about that.
Well, you know, Bill, maybe as part of the new congressional agenda, passing some sort of universal license recognition will pass. I mean, it's number one. I don't know why this hasn't been a constitutional issue before, because it seems like it is a clear example of the use of the full faith and credit clause. I mean, if states have to recognize each other's marriage license and they have to recognize each other's driver's license, I just can't understand why they can't, why they have the ability to pick and choose whose license or permit for concealed handguns they'll recognize.
Well, this is when the anti-gun states stand up and claim 10th Amendment, right? This is when they get up there and say we should be able to regulate it on our own local level. Even though they'll champion stuff like Obamacare and all of these little EPA requirements and everything else, I agree with you. I mean, in the when they were debating and voting on Manchin Toomey, I think one of the senators from Texas had proposed national reciprocity, and he that got the most votes of anything up there. Fell short by about 3 votes. I would like to see national reciprocity. My question would be, if we had national reciprocity, what happens when we drive through New York City or Hoboken, New Jersey, or Los Angeles, California, or something like that? What happens then? I mean, would it be the law of the land, or would they still be enabled to attach something to it to make you a criminal?
No, I think it would be the law of the land. I do not think that if you're simply engaged in the act of concealed carrying, I do not think they could criminalize it.
Well, see, you're talking logic, Edwin. You don't you understand that logic has no place in politics?
Yes.
Although, finally, it looks like a little logic is going to happen in Texas, because I know you've got all kinds of legislators proposing all kinds of good gun rights restoration bills coming out there, and I believe you guys are going to get open carry, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, because now there's even a divide in the open carry movement itself between the folks who want open carry only with a license, and then open carry as a constitutional right. And so this has actually caused there to be several open carry bills that have already been proposed that have been what we call pre-filed here in Texas, and they're picking sides. There are people who say, nope, you can only open carry as an option to conceal carry. There are other states that want to that want to change the law that criminalizes the carrying of a handgun to only criminalizing the carrying of a concealed handgun without a license, which then would effectively legalize the openly carrying of a handgun just like it does a long gun.
Well, before we run out of time, I don't know if you heard this, but the Moms Demand Action is saying that you guys should only be allowed to have that in Texas, even though it already exists almost everywhere else, once you guys have enacted universal background checks.
Well, yeah, that's their, you know, that's the ridiculous thing. And the thing about it is the woman that you're speaking of, she came out and said whenever it was posited to her that Massachusetts allows open carry handguns, she said, well, Massachusetts has universal background checks, which they do not.
I didn't think they did. It's a very, I think gun ownership, they've made it very hard to own a gun in Massachusetts, but they don't have universal background checks, but they're trying to get some stuff that's a little worse. I mean, the Boston police chief wants to have the final say on whether you can even own one.
Well, and last week we discussed how ridiculous that was in the Ninth Circuit, you know, that falls into that whole area of, may issue licenses. That it's just, you cannot give that kind of discretion to a government official.
Well, on a positive note, Ed Peruta is headed back to California in about 2 weeks. And if you guys wanted to send an ambassador for U.S. Law Shield, I'm sure he would carry that banner as he goes in there, because the first thing he's going to do is jump to the front of the line in San Diego and try to get his permit.
Oh, yeah.
So he's out there making the noise. Guys, thanks very much for joining me once again. Good information. TexasLawShield.com. Go check them out. If you live in a state that they cover you, you should join them. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, we'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, just remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com. Tough as nails.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.